Five steps to upgrading your business casual clothing. Dressing for work used to be simple. Men typically donned a full suit, and there were rules to dressing that you passed on from father to son. These dressing guidelines were reinforced by society, and information was distributed through publications that were good, and they helped men understand what needed to be done. Then things began to change. Hats disappeared, jackets were left at homes, and men's magazines started focusing on fashion rather than simple classic style. Casual Fridays came onto the scene, and somewhere between then and today, we have forgotten how to dress smartly when it comes to business casual. Let me be clear. You do not have to wear a three-piece suit to look great and conduct business. In fact, if you worked in a company like Patagonia or Google, this type of clothing could work against you. And really, no particular set of clothing does justice to what it truly means to dress sharp. Dressing sharp goes beyond any article of clothing. Dressing sharp is about taking pride in what you wear and controlling your image and what that image says to those around you, without even a word being spoken. Light pleated khakis, a size too big, paired with a baggy dress shirt or polo shirt, and that right there immediately doesn't send the message that I want to send. It sends that this guy is boring, that he's frumpy, that he doesn't really pay attention to the small details. This article is about helping you understand five things that you can do, five things that you can do today to upgrade your business casual attire so that you send the right message. Step number one, get the right fit. Many outfits that do not look sharp are actually fine in terms of color and style. The problem is fit. It's the most overlooked way to improve a man's wardrobe, and often the cheapest. The point to understand about proper clothing fit is that your clothing should have a defined shape as it drapes over your body. Even if you're a big guy, you want clothing that doesn't billow and sag. It's a common misconception that loose clothing makes a large man, I don't know, look thin or something, because that's what I seem to see out there. And in fact, it's the opposite. Clothing that's too loose, even on a large man, all it does is restrict his movement and makes him look even bigger than what he is. Clothing length as it pertains to fit. Proper clothing length is the starting point of a good fit. Trousers should fall just far enough to break on your shoes. The cuffs should rest slightly on the top of the shoe and not bundle up with excess cloth there. Jeans can be worn slightly longer as the bunching on a narrower cut spreads out better over the leg, but don't be afraid to have them shortened and ask before purchasing if this service comes whenever you purchase your blue jeans there. The waistband should rest comfortably right above your hips. And again, we're talking about trousers, not jeans, because on jeans, we're going to find that the hips naturally fit lower, especially when they're made for younger men. Older men should go for items with a little bit higher of a rise. Again, that's where the trouser is going to be on the midsection, while younger men want to, and they'll typically find all of their clothing is made to fit for a lower rise. Now, for those of you that are big around the midsection area, you want to avoid jeans. Jeans just are not made to complement your body. And I know you may love them, you may fit into them. Well, keep them for the weekends. But wearing to work, you're going to want to have slacks or dress slacks that fit a little bit higher. And it may be the one item that you have to look at going customer made to measure on. And consider if you're larger and if you're constantly pulling up your pants to go with suspenders. I know that may not be what you want to hear, but at the end of the day, you pulling up your pants 7 to 8 times a day does not look as bad. I mean, suspenders are going to look so much better, and you're not going to be constantly struggling with that fight. Shirt sleeves, they should extend far enough to cover your wrist bone when standing with your arms hanging down. Take a look at where the sleeves join the shoulders too. That seam should fall neatly on the end of your body's shoulders, and it shouldn't hang down your arm. Oftentimes I see men, they're wearing shirts that the shoulders are just way too large, and the sleeves, well, they go almost all the way down to the tips of their fingers. Jacket sleeves, if you wear one, they should start in the same place and just be a touch shorter. So you want your jacket sleeve basically going to your wrist bone. You always want to show a half an inch of shirt sleeve, give or take, And what this does is it creates a much cleaner, neater, more classic look. Clothing tightness. If the length of your clothing is fine, the next step is to ensure that the clothing fits well circumference-wise, or at least close enough so that a tailor can adjust it. A man's clothing should fit close to the body with just enough slack to let you move comfortably. Understand that the vast majority of men in the U.S. and even the world, they're accustomed to wearing their clothing too large. So when they wear clothing that actually fits, it may feel a bit restrictive. This isn't the case. It's just you actually getting used to clothing that actually fits your body. Now, you don't want to wear clothing that's too close. And if it is restrictive, truly, then you want to back away. But you don't need more than a couple inches in the torso. Once you're able to start fitting multiple fists in your jacket, or you find that your shirt, you can squeeze up the material and you can grab more than two handfuls, all of a sudden, that is way too much fabric, and you need to look to have that brought in. Tailors can do this for you up to a point. Understand they can only bring in around 2 inches before it starts to throw off the proportions of the clothing. Adjusting your clothing. It's nearly impossible to find off-the-rack menswear that fits perfectly. Take the time to find a tailor you like and get to know him or her. Small adjustments to clothing are fairly inexpensive and will make the difference in how you look. Get rid of eye-grabbing extra fabric and that saggy clothing. All of a sudden, you're going to look like a brand new man. Step number two to improving your casual style is improve your color scheme. The corporate drone look is easy to spot. Khaki trousers with a white or blue dress shirt. This combination is safe because it's so common. However, if you're reading this, you're likely not interested in looking like everyone else. So let's discuss how small changes in color and pattern can separate you from the pack. Shirt colors. Start with the dress shirts. White and various shades of blue are the safe standbys. 95% of men wear them. And when you're building a wardrobe, it's good to have that as your base. However, if you're looking to get outside of that, start introducing some other colors. Look at pastel colors in lavender, yellow, ecru, tan, pink. All of these light canvases are very easy to match with a wide variety of trousers, ties, and jackets, yet instantly set you apart from the crowd. And why stop there? Change the solid single-colored look for a patterned shirt with stripes or even checks depending on your body shape, and making sure that, you know, also pay attention to your environment as well. Trouser color. Only light-colored khakis in your wardrobe? Try a deeper brown, an olive, or even a summer white cotton. Or switch it up with a charcoal gray wool for a dressier look. And lightweight wool for the warmer months is going to work fine. You can get it in light wool. You can get it, in light gray, medium gray, charcoal gray. All of a sudden, we've got a wider variety of fabrics. And with you paying attention to fit, all of a sudden, you're going to be able to mix it with those dress shirts that I just mentioned, and you're going to have an entirely different look. Leather accents. Your day-to-day office wear shouldn't be restricted to plain black dress shoes and a black belt. Consider a light, buttery brown pair of slip-ons to wear with lighter trousers and reddish oxblood leather bluchers to wear with your charcoal gray flannel trousers. Always make sure you don't have to match that belt exactly, but it should be close. Step three in improving your business casual wardrobe. Avoid cheap-looking clothing. Notice I'm not saying to avoid inexpensive clothing. There are many bargains out there to be had, but you want to avoid cheap clothing, clothing that contains poor quality fabrics that are uncomfortable, function badly, and make you look like a time traveler from 1973. So let's quickly talk about fabric and texture. Anytime you buy something, glance at the composition of the clothing. It's a great start. Immediately you can tell a lot. So if you see something that should be, and let's say it's a suit jacket or a sports jacket, I know that ideally that should be 100% wool. Now, if I start to see that it's man-made fibers or 100% polyester, all of a sudden I realize, wow, this is something that is most likely not a good deal because they obviously went with the least expensive fabric they could find. And you can rest assured that if they spent that little amount of money on the fabric, then when it comes to the construction on the inside, this thing is not built to last. And no matter what it's selling for, it's probably not a good purchase for a long-term piece in your wardrobe. Next, try on the clothing and see how it drapes. Look at how the fabric reacts. Look at how it feels. Sometimes you will try on something and let's say it's 100% cotton and you're looking at a nice pair of trousers. Put them on and see how they fit your body. You'll often find that the very inexpensive brands, they try to reach as many people as possible. And by doing that, they have to build for the largest man. So if you are a thin fellow with, let's say, not much of a backside, well, you may find that these trousers may fit you okay in the waist, but it looks like you could, I don't know, you could smuggle something into the United States, let's just say in your crotch and backside area, because there's so much room there. And again, a tailor or seamstress can only take this in a couple inches. So you're going to probably want to look elsewhere for a different brand that, yes, may cost a little bit more, but you're not going to have to spend nearly as much on the tailoring. And whenever it's done, it's going to look better. More manufacturing details you can look at to determine the quality of clothing. Look at the buttons. Look at the fasteners. Are they good quality? If they're plastic, that's an okay. I mean, most things out there when it comes to buttons are going to be plastic. But if it's a nicer button, if it's made from metal and perhaps mother of pearl, perhaps it's something that you can look at this button and see, wow, this is something nice. That's a small detail, but it's one that if they invested in the button, they obviously weren't cutting corners. And it can tell you a lot about the other parts of the piece of clothing. Also look for loose stitches. Is it already coming apart? That's not a good thing because you don't want to put this into the washing machine, take it out, and find that you've got strings and, you know, little bits of material all over the place, and your clothing ends up falling apart on you in the next year. Also look at the style details. If it's a little bit different of a collar, like a hidden button-down collar, or it's got French cuffs on the dress shirt, all of a sudden this may signal that it's a little bit higher end, higher quality. So if you're going through the sales rack and you start to find something that looks, it's still classic, but it's a little bit different than what you normally see, you may find that you may have found a great deal. But be careful though. Sometimes these great deals are actually, you know, relics from the 19, you know, they're just fashion relics, or they should be relics, basically fashion pieces gone wrong. Step four to improving your business casual wardrobe, learn to layer. Layering your clothing is a learned skill. It requires the ability to combine colors, patterns, and fabric textures. The key to doing it right is to build an interchangeable men's wardrobe. You've heard me say it before, but you want to select core pieces of clothing that work with each other in various combinations. So jackets. A jacket is the ultimate flexible outer layer, as it can be dressed up or dressed down, and even occasionally just rumpled, you know, depending on the fabric and build, and used as a pillow. But no, a jacket's there, you know, whether you go with a sports coat or whether you go with something that's going to be a bit more formal, there are many different styles and fits that you can go with. If you're going to be going with an unstructured or unlined jacket, this works out pretty well, as it can also be worn a bit looser and you can decide to wear a sweater underneath it and it's going to look fine because it's unstructured and it's maybe even made from a linen fabric. It's going to have just a more casual look. And so when you wear it with a more casual sweater, it's going to work fine together. The key to a good jacket, though, is proper fit and timeless style. Avoid anything with a very specialized design or that's too fashion forward that you're not going to get enough wears out of it. So a brightly colored blazer in your alma mater's color is great at alumni events, but it's going to stand out too much at work. And actually, I'm about to get a, believe it or not, a bright orange jacket made. And I'm going to do this because I'm a UT alum. And I want to wear this to certain events, but I can tell you that I'm only going to be able to wear this once at a week-long event. And that's because if I pull it off too much, it's just going to stand out. It's going to be remembered. However, I'm going to pack a little bit more and I've got a certain event in which I really want to wear it to. But whenever I travel, I can bring out that jacket. Unless I'm seeing the same people again and again, then I need to pay a little bit more attention to that. Sweaters. Properly selected sweaters will make the cold much easier to dress for and are one of the most versatile layering assets in a business casual wardrobe. A man should seek out a mix of materials, thicknesses, and styles to make his sweater collection versatile. A thin cashmere crew neck in a plain dark color is a reliable staple that works on its own or under jackets. Something thicker with a corded pattern makes for a comfortable layer of warmth in the coldest winter, and a V-neck in thin wool can be worn in both the spring and fall with dress shirts, with suit jackets, you name it. As mentioned, sweaters can be worn over dress shirts, and it doesn't really matter if you have a tie or not, although wearing a tie definitely dresses up the outfit. They can also be worn over polos or underneath pretty much any type of jacket, over a comfortable long sleeve t-shirt if that's all you have. I would like to note though, if you're going to be purchasing and wear and layering with a sweater, I like V-necks or sweaters with a little bit more room in the neck area so that the collar isn't being forced under your neck unless you're wearing a tie. So save the crew neck for when you're wearing a dress shirt with a tie. If you're not going to be wearing the tie and you're going to be leaving it open, then that's when you want to go for the V-neck or something that is a little bit more open up in the neck collar area. Vests. When it's too hot to wear a jacket, but you want a bit more dressed up than just, you know, a dress shirt and trousers, wearing a lightweight men's vest is a perfect compromise. The advantage of a vest is that it helps to create a more streamlined look from a man's shoes to his head by eliminating the contrast point at the buckle. Vests also allow extreme freedom of movement and are a favorite of men who need to dress sharp while working at a quick pace. I've actually seen this done, especially by photographers or men that are on the go that need to have full range of movement with their arms, but they're still at a dressy event like a wedding and they want to look good. And I think it works out really well, especially because most vests have tons of pockets on them. And you can also, you can put things in the pockets. You're looking good in case you get caught in the photos, but at the same time, you've got freedom of movement. The final and fifth step in dressing up your business casual wardrobe is to pay attention to the details. An otherwise perfect business casual outfit can be ruined by being careless when it comes to the details. Keep your accessories simple and clean. Never underestimate the effect of both positive and negative when it comes to the small details, because everything is in the details. So let's talk quickly about shoes. The right shoe for the right outfit is key. A pair of Balmoral Oxfords are great for formal occasions, but look to Blucher's slip-on and dress boots for a business casual wardrobe. Know your men's footwear options. Lace-ups are only one option, as depending on your situation, you may find tassel loafers or Italian moccasins are an easy way to change the look and get the same type of feel that you want. Double monk dress shoes are not only comfortable, but dressy enough to wear with a light colored suit. They're also very European in feel, and few men ever discover them. Black and dark browns are also great ways, so you can go with all types of shoes in different colors. Again, getting away from just the straight black and looking to introduce some very dark, rich, reddish oxbloods, suedes, white bucks, two-tone saddle shoes, all of these can bring in and create a much more rich business casual look. Neckties and pocket squares. In a business casual environment, neckties and pocket squares should be used to add variety, not uniformity, to your look. Consider tie material beyond silk. Woven ties and knit wools have a heavier presence and send a more relaxed signal. Always avoid neckties made from synthetic materials. They tend to look artificially slick and shiny, and they just don't age well. Wearing a knot style that works with your collar is a good thing as well. And so if you've got a widespread collar, you're going to need a little bit thicker of a knot. So look at a half Windsor or a full Windsor. Or if you're going to be going with a really narrow point, then again, you want to go with something like the four in hand and pay attention to the dimple. consider a bow tie if you're confident. This is a great way to bring a little bit more attention to yourself, but in a good way. Women love bow ties. I think they need quite a bit of confidence to pull off, and do not clip on. You want to be able to tie your own bow tie. Pocket squares that can be worn anytime, whether you're wearing a jacket, you know, wear them in your breast pocket, or even if you're wearing a vest, like I mentioned above, although that is a little bit more fashion forward and you really need to know what you're doing. But a pocket square is a great way to add style, especially when you're not wearing a tie. This concludes my section on improving your business casual wardrobe.